This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is there a beat to this we can establish, Jay? I don't think there's a beat there, is there? Step in this good day. It's kind of catchy.
One of those
tunes.
You have to clap on the two and the four or something.
Is that what it is? Okay. Sounds like what the little things that the penguins are right. They slap their.
They waddle.
Penguin waddle and clap.
Took me a minute to get to where you were, but then I got the visual.
Visual, yes, right, exactly. Lots of power in language. We celebrate that here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jay is here bringing you a lot for you to consider, a lot of things to talk about, things that matter. What do you talk about? What do you expand? When you're expanding your horizons, are you doing it by talking? Are you doing it by reading? Are you doing it by looking at some kind of a video? Because that's how we all expand our horizons, by exposing ourselves to other things, whether it's what you hear, whether it's what other people say, whether it's what you see. It's the five senses and then some. You know, my feeling about the sixth sense. My name is not M. Night Shyamalan, but I believe that there are things that we can't sense, but yet we do sense them. I'm going to I'm going on Sunday to a sort of a lecture about that very thing. And of course, California is the best place to coach you for stuff like that. So I'll have experiences to expand upon when we speak when I get back. At any rate, we're talking about things. We're not always so careful with what we say, and that's good because we shouldn't be careful. We shouldn't have to be careful. We shouldn't have to hedge our bets or focus on our thoughts, worrying about who we will. Everybody's offended by something, right? But McFadden and I used to talk about this all the time. Everybody can find something that will help them put a chip on their shoulder.
Well, and some people are offended by the mere fact that someone else is offended by
is
them.
Offended. Right, yeah. You're offended, I'm offended. All right, here's a viral video from the Northern California experience weather-wise, which we've been talking about almost ad nauseum here because it is significant and is different. The couple in question was going to test out a new dog crate, and only one person probably needed to do the testing, but that isn't what happened. So the guy goes toward the crate, gets in the crate. His partner then gets into the crate as well and closes the door behind her. Okay.
Yeah, there were two crates. So they get him in the crate, and then she's like, oh, wait, let me try this one. And
let me try
she gets
this
in the
one,
other
yeah.
crate. And guess what? Mm-hmm. The crates work really well.
To the point they lock themselves into the crates. So they tried to free themselves by maneuvering the crates in front of one another and opening them up. They said that if they had not been able
to finally do that.
Do that, right, exactly. They had to ask Alexa. Oh, my God.
Can you imagine if they're stuck in this and they're basically having to throw their body against the sides of these crates to get the crates to move so that they can face each other and then unlock, you know, one of them can unlock the other one and get out. And if you were one of their neighbors and they couldn't get out themselves and all of a sudden you get a call and it's like, hey, can you break into my house and free us from these crates?
Dog. Good for you.
Well, this crate company has a new commercial.
Yeah, they sure do. It reminds me of all the focus on the Peloton. There was just Chris Noth, but there were some other ads for Peloton that were conversation. This was a couple of Christmas ago. I'm trying to remember what else happened, but it seemed to me somebody fell off of a bike or had a heart attack after they were on the bike or something like that. Not a good visual. Speaking of things that are not good visually or otherwise, here's this Republican in New Mexico that we've been talking about off and on all week. His name is Solomon Pena. He's now accused of organizing drive-by shootings. This is how this all started. People are wondering, wait a minute, what happened? this guy is a Republican. He says that, a la Trump, the election was stolen. The Democrats cheated. I'm going to get them by shooting them. So he goes by the homes of some of the more prominent New Mexico Democratic officials and basically just shoots into their houses. He says, I lost the election because of election fraud. No, you lost the election because people could tell you were a moron. That's how you lost. And are there any Democrats who have claimed this, or is this just the exclusive, Republicans own all of this? I don't care what the Democrats, the White House, I don't care what they say. This is just something that shows you how crazy these people in these positions, whether it's Trump or Biden or whoever it is, they make me nauseous.
Well, it definitely seems that there are extremists in all of the parties, all of the different parties. There's always a small group within the group.
Yeah. So I'm looking at the video from the lady who's the press secretary talking about how dangerous these people are. What nonsense. Does somebody actually ask a question like that? And you get, who doesn't think this guy is dangerous? What, you got to tell us that he's dangerous? The whole thing, the way that people are thinking about this stuff. Apparently, he wasn't the only shooter. There were four other people that were hired to shoot up Democratic leaders' homes as well. So, again, what is it they say? Politics is a strange sport. This kind of stuff needs to be canceled. Right? Mm-hmm. This is part of the you want to find something to cancel in the cancel culture? Cancel this stuff. Apparently, when he was arrested, he was wearing a Trump sweatshirt. Great. And in his home, Trump stuff all over the wall. See, Trump does have to take responsibility for this stuff, whether he wants to or he doesn't want to. This isn't the way it's supposed to go, and it needs to stop. And you want to lead? Then lead by telling people there's no place for this stuff, no matter what your party affiliation is. No place for it whatsoever. Okay, some other people in the news. Ah, here we go. Remember good old Derek Chauvin? You remember him, right? Derek Chauvin.
How did you forget?
George Floyd. Yep. Okay, so apparently Mr. Chauvin's attorney has asked the appeals court in Minnesota to void his guilty verdict. How long have they been working on this? The attorney's name is William Moorman. He spoke to the three-member panel in the Minnesota Court of Appeals, argued that the extensive pre-trial publicity, say that again, Doug. The extensive pre-trial publicity made it impossible for Chauvin to get a fair trial. Really? You really think that? Or better yet, you think people are going to buy that?
Mm-hmm.
Lawyer says, primary issue on this appeal is whether a criminal defendant can get a fair trial consistent with constitutional requirements in a courthouse surrounded by concrete block, barbed wire, two armored personnel carriers, a squad of National Guard troops, all of which are there for one purpose in the event the jury acquits the defendant.
Well, even if you didn't hear how things were being reported and you didn't hear people's opinions, you saw the video, you saw the photos.
Yeah, of that's him putting just, his neck, his yes, foot, just, his knee on the neck.
There.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it may be that Floyd was the worst guy in the world. You still don't do what you did to him. Chauvin was found guilty of second-degree murder, third-degree murder, second-degree manslaughter. So they got him on three different counts, and that should be the end of that. He actually pleaded guilty, didn't he? To a separate, it was a civil, the civil rights charge. Got 21 years for that. He's done. He should be done. Did he break? Did he snap? Was he always a good cop? Was he all of a sudden a bad police officer? What is there that happened? Nobody really knows. There are all kinds of speculative answers to those questions. Makes no difference. Floyd's still dead. And Chauvin did it. So after that, you know, it becomes political. Oh, there's a white cop and a black, those things are happening and they continue to happen and those are wrong. This was wrong. There's a lot of stuff that's wrong. And so and I don't know that sending him to jail fixes the problem. Do people get scared? I'm not going to do that because I don't want to go to jail. I don't know what police officers think. I was talking to a police officer in a line at a grocery store the other day. He was in a uniform. He was picking up a lunch. So we were talking about a lot of things going on in town, but I never thought of asking him that. The next time I see a police officer, when I get into a conversation with him, I ask him that.
Well, and I mean, a homicide is homicide, murder is murder, manslaughter is manslaughter, regardless of what somebody's occupation is.
Yes. All right, here's Representative Greg Stube, hospitalized after falling from his roof in Florida. Huh. Was he fixing the roof? Putting a new roof on, or was he trying to be Superman, put a cape on, and fly off of his garage? Apparently it was an accident. Got a few injuries. Okay, so he was doing maintenance on his home in Sarasota, found by a staffer. I think that's falling off. I've done that. I've done my share of falling off of ladders, off of roofs and stuff. And
oof.
Unless you know how to roll, man.
Yeah.
Something's got to break. Something's got
to
give.
Don't try to catch yourself.
Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern. Is that how you pronounce your name? A-R-D-E-R-N?
Jacinda.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. She resigned. Shocked everybody. She made the announcement.
She already knew she wasn't going to run for re-election, but she was hoping she could at least make it to the general election on October 14th, finish out her term, and she just said she knows what it takes to be in this position, and she just no longer has what it takes.
Yep. She's burned out. So, who do they have? I don't know much about politics in New Zealand. I hope it's a little softer than a lot of politics elsewhere. She was the youngest head of government in the world when she was elected at the age of 37 in 2017.
Yeah,
I remember that election.
37, that's impressive.
Yeah, yeah. And then she did a pretty good job, too, from what I remember reading. So, anyway, she says, I'm, quote, not leaving because I believe we can't win the election. I believe we can and will. We need to have a fresh set of shoulders for the challenge. So what you think of New Zealand as being this wonderful, green, fabulous country, what could possibly be going on there that's this much trouble? One only wonders, because that wasn't explained. At any rate, so wish her well as well. It's 18 after.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
For everything your business needs to make this year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in store only.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and help your body's functions to burn off and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535, 802-341-4535, 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
People, this portion, social media, the focus on celebrities and what's trending there. Happy birthday to Kevin Costner, who's 68 years old today. People think that he looks the same now as he did when he played a lot of, like when he was the bodyguard. That was a good movie. When he's in The Untouchables, when he looked like a kid. He looked like a kid then. And Dances with Wolves?
Was it The Guard or The Guardian with Ashton Kutcher? And that's a good movie.
Yeah. He's done a lot of good movies. Doing good work now in Yellowstone as well. Okay, so happy birthday to him. We started with the music of Amy Grant, who received the last, was it just at Christmas time, right? When they do the Kennedy Center Honors. I believe she was a winner there. She's won Grammys, probably won pretty much every music award there is.
Yeah, she's
so she's now. She started in the Christian music field, and then she's spread out a great deal, made a lot of pop hits, including the one you just heard. So she's decided to open up about her process since she had a concussion riding her bike last summer. She said, "I'm still dealing with this. The stamina, the memory, the doctors say they've told her it's 12 to 18 months before something like that gets healed. She says, I feel good. I'm going to get better, I know. She was performing at the Live at the Music Center concert celebrating Jerry Moss of A&M Records a couple of days ago. She said she forgets lyrics when she's singing her own songs on stage. That's going to be embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
So they put when you see singers on the stage, like Frank Sinatra had so many songs, you can never remember the words. So whenever he was in concert, there's a little teleprompter on the floor that you'd see him look at from time to time. That happens with a lot of performers. They look down and they then don't lose their place.
Yeah.
They know what the music is, but they don't know what the words are.
It gives them an opportunity to kind of like go off the riff and talk to the audience in between things and then come back to singing if there's an instrumental moment or something.
Elvis used to love to do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And with Amy Grant, it's not only her songs that she's forgetting the lyrics to. She's forgetting different things in everyday conversations. She discussed how she was out to dinner with one of her friends, one of her longest friends. They used to sleep at each other's homes when they were children. And she was like, I'm really embarrassed to ask this, but I don't recall. Are you and your husband still together? And her friend had to re-reveal again that her husband had actually died like 7 years prior.
So it's almost like she has dementia or something. Like, it's showing a manifesting.
There's a lot
like
of these memories are just not there for a little bit.
Yeah, right. She says, I can't remember that I don't remember. Now, that's quite a statement. Listen to that. I can't remember what I don't remember. Well, of course, that's the case. So talking about this high school friend or whatever at the White House, Kennedy Center, all of that stuff. I have always found her to be very appealing in lots of ways. I'm trying to remember who her husband is. Some country. Is it Vince Gill? Vince Gill, yeah, right. And they've been together for quite a long time, I think, if memory serves me correctly. She looks like a very attractive grandmother to me. Does that sound okay?
Okay.
If I say that? Yeah, I think she's got a lot of good things going for her. And isn't it a shame that all the good that she does is being challenged by her forgetfulness? Not something that she can do anything about. She said, I saw somebody at the airport the other day. They said, hey, it's nice to see you. And I said, you're going to have to tell me your name. But it was somebody that she knew. And so that has to be really scary, throw you off. And so anyway, hold a good thought. She's a good singer. She's a great addition to our Americana. All right, here we are at...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Representative Scott Perry, the Republican from Pennsylvania on Newsmax overnight, calls out the Biden administration and the White House for name-calling of extreme MAGA members to the House Oversight Committee.
Defending the American people from record-high inflation, defending the American people from a southern border where the cartels are running it. If President Biden thinks that's extreme, then you can tell it just illustrates how tone deaf he is to what the American people endure under his leadership every single day.
Thursday's big announcement by New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, who altered the face of global politics when she was elected the world's youngest female head of state, was holding back tears as she made her decision to resign next month
and said she had nothing left in the tank and it was time to step aside after a challenging 5.5 years in office. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Good day to you. It's a good day program. Not everything that's happening is good, so I can't just talk about with Jay the good stuff. Like, wouldn't it be good if we could get our phone system to work? That'd be good news. Let's keep our fingers crossed for that, because
I've
gone back into the idea of having some good select phone callers on so we could talk about with some of you directly the same kind of conversations that Jay and I have. In the meantime, should you desire to connect with us, social media addresses are easy to remember on Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air, and by the way, say hi to Elon Musk when you Twitter, because he's reading every single tweet that there is on Twitter. He's got nothing better to do, apparently. As you look at how many people have died last year in Teslas, let's not worry about that too much. Let's worry about who's tweeting what to whom and about what. Busy life we have here. Oftentimes I think when we go through our daily routine, Jay, we miss out on some of the smaller things. The things that you notice only if you get really close up and personal. So, try to call attention to some of those things here that probably others will not talk too much about, including the story about beavers. These beavers happen to be named Hazel and Chompy. Huh. Okay. So, they have, beavers have been missing in the English countryside for 400 years. I have some beavers on a pond on one of the farms that I have that I'd be happy to capture, put on the next plane to London so you can have them.
How do you name them? Were,
well, let's see here. Mersey Dotes and Dozy Dotes.
All there right.
You think those are good names? Yeah. Okay. So they have been in England. They hunted them to extinction. And there was good reason because, among other things, they may be cute to look at, but they use their teeth. I can see along the boundary of the pond that I'm talking about on this farm where they've eaten into some smaller trees. They knock them over. They tow them out into the water, and they use them to build a dam so they can have a home. The problem is it builds up and causes wetland problems. It also causes problems downstream, if you will, because the water is supposed to be flowing through the pond and down the brooks and streams gets plugged up. So maybe people say, oh, they're so cute. That's only because you don't know what they're capable of. So I'm wondering.
Super vicious. Well, but be it this, because it seems like some places they're more of a pest, and they are hurting the different waterways. But in this situation, they're hoping that they can help restore the local fresh water features that have actually suffered in the absence of beavers.
Yeah. So there's a fine line between enough and too much, like a lot of other things in nature that are compromised because of what we're doing to develop lands here and there. So they have done some things, as you're suggesting, by creating these dams. They enrich the life that's in the pond and in the stream, and so they're interested in that as well. Helps the soil, yada yada yada. But be careful what you wish for, because they'll go. It won't take long for them to reproduce. If Hazel and Chompy, I'm guessing Chompy is a male and Hazel is a female. If that's the case, then unless you've done birth control on the beavers, sooner or later there'll be a problem. Speaking of things,
they only did two.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe. All right. Well, two becomes four, and four becomes eight, and eight. You know how that works.
Right.
Check with the people who live in India.
Eight.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So now let's move over to another water experience. This is a saltwater experience. A 12-year-old boy from here in Massachusetts. I'm looking at the Boston papers this morning as a highlight about this young fellow named Campbell Keenan, who over the weekend spent 45 minutes fighting to reel in a huge white shark. He was on a fishing charter in Florida with his father. It was close enough for them to see what it was. And there are pictures taken from the boat of this lovely creature. They realized it was a shark when it was about 20 feet away. You hear stories like this from time to time, where the sharks get either tangled in the fishing line or they eat the bait or whatever it is. Now, you're a boy who's 12 years old. You're struggling to pull in a line, and you see a shark on the other end of the line. What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you just let it go? You take a picture. Okay, see you later.
Yeah, but it's not like it's just any shark. It's a great white. These things are massive.
Yeah, right. And very, very dangerous. With a lot of pictures
super angry
online. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. This was, the kid said it was like pulling on a 50 or 100-pound weight. I don't know how he figured out how that is, because the shark probably weighed more, but like 1,200, 1,400 pounds. 11 foot long. Yeah. 1,000 pounds, maybe a little, somewhere around there. And so this youngster, though, I'm just thinking about the first mate's guiding him, so they know it's there. And they hold on to the rod for a while. They pull it back and forth. You know, you see how that's done, up and down, up and down. But the kid wasn't strapped
on. They have that picture.
Right. But he wasn't, you know, they're, I don't know. I think there's a law anyway, isn't there, against taking white sharks out of the water? Great whites? I think there is.
Yeah, probably.
So
that sounds
the captain
right.
Knew that. Yeah, right. So anyway, listen, fun. And it was fairly close. You see some of the pictures. They're only 4 or 5 miles off the coast. You can see Florida coastline in the background of some of these pictures. Third great white shark captured by this captain since he started going out on cruises about 20 years ago. Not sure I'd like that experience, but listen, to each his own. More people in the news. Sister Andre, the world's oldest person, has died in France at the age of 118. I believe we were talking about her when the last person last week, who was the oldest person in the world, died. And so this person is number two on that hit parade in the last 10, 11 days. She was born February 11th, 1904. She was at a nurse's retirement home. Imagine, 118. Mm-hmm. I remember I said to you the other day, we could go, we could live to be 145. The other woman we were talking about was the woman from Japan, right? She was 119.
The woman from Japan died in
a week or so ago, or 2 weeks ago, somewhere.
Sometime recently, I want to say.
Yeah.
And with Sister Andre, she was always saying how she had her glass of wine, and she kind of credited that for maintaining her longevity. And mm-hmm. I guess towards the end, like her final days, she was eating chocolates and sweets and drinking her wine. Good for her.
Okay, at the risk of being politically incorrect, I would wonder about how life without sex would be. What does that contribute to your longevity? Of course, we don't know that was
Dr. Jack or Dr. Ken. Yeah. See what they say.
Yeah, okay. What happens in a world without love? Chris Ford, another person whose name is in the news today, passing away at the age of 74. He's a great Celtics player, and he was the coach for a while. The statement that came from the NBA said, Ford family is sad to announce the passing of Chris. He was beloved by his family. Okay, so it's the same. So I just thought, because, again, this is, I don't know, because it's local here, but he was an NBA star. Does it make a difference to people who remember him?
Yeah, he was a great player and a great coach for the same organization, which there's not very many people who can say that do the same, where they get to play and coach.
No, it's true.
For the same organization, not only play and coach, period.
All right. Dateline New York, the gambling companies, of which there are four or five really big ones, like other industries, the gambling industry in Las Vegas and Atlantic City, controlled by four or five really huge companies, and the mafia is pretty much out of it now. These are big, huge, like Steve Wynn and his ilk, buying up all of the land in Las Vegas, buying up all the places, either building them or buying them. And now they have their eyes on New York City. There are a lot of people. The mayor now apparently is entertaining and the state is too. They want to open up the city. This is the last major untapped gambling market. So there are, this week, for some reason, maybe they've done an RFP request for proposals on land that's here and there, Brooklyn, the Bronx. They want to, and I get this, they want to find some big area that needs to be gentrified, and then just wipe it out and start. That's what Bruce Ratner did in New York when he bought the basketball team, and they moved. He was a big developer. His sister was on this program for a long time. And he just tore down a lot of Brooklyn and rebuilt it. The family started as developers in Cleveland, and they moved to New York, and they did a lot of rebuilding at the expense of people who can't afford now any longer to live there, but there are lots of people who can't afford to live there that want to live there, and so that's the market. So, and thinking about it that way, there are apparently 22 or 23 spots here and there around the city, out to Coney Island. I guess there's a slot on Fifth Avenue. I can't imagine where you put this down by the United Nations, supposedly, anyway. But they've got these 23 spots, and they're looking at bringing in millions more tourists. Now, anybody who's ever walked down Fifth Avenue, Madison Avenue, Lexington Avenue, in the middle of the day, you can barely cross the street. There's so much foot traffic. So I'm just trying to think, okay, how are we going to make this work in some of these areas? New York is a mecca for tourism. It's a very interesting place. It really is.
Absolutely.
I love going to New York. I wouldn't want to live there. I wouldn't give you a nickel for it. I remember when I worked on the radio there in the 80s at WMCA when I was working on two stations, one in Boston and one in New York, and I had to get out of the station, quickly get to the airport so I could fly back to Boston to get to the radio station that I was on in Boston in time. And it was the foot traffic, yes, and then trying to get a cab and get out to LaGuardia. It was really something. So if they add casinos, some out in Long Island, there's some spots apparently near both of the airports. There are spots that casino owners would love to have. I mean, imagine, this is why Las Vegas is so popular, because you can literally walk to the airport, McCarran Airport, from the Strip, 10 minutes at most. You know what I mean? You've been there, Jay, right? You know how easy it is to get to the Las Vegas airport. So that would be something that would enhance, it would seem to me, that would sort of help the traffic, probably. Anyway, so the folks in New York have been trying to get this done for the last 10 years or so. A lot of politicians who are trying, not only in New York, but down in Louisiana, they want more gambling. What's the potential for gambling? That would be my question. How many of you go gambling regularly? Do you go to some casino like this one?
I think the closest. Because there are more places with casinos where once upon a time you pretty much had to go to Vegas or Atlantic City or Reno.
Yeah.
And now
there's
one in Cleveland. There's, I feel like,
is there
a casino within an hour and a half drive for most people? And now with sports betting becoming so easily accessible, no matter where you are.
Huge.
It's pretty relevant.
Huge business. Mm-hmm. Huge business. All right, well, there's some food for thought for you as we are delighted to be with you at 48 After. This is Good Day.
Paid for by GovNet.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coin. All in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends due 11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, 53 after the hour on the Good Day Health portion of the Good Day program. Dr. Ken and his research. A lot of people are asking about Lisa Marie Presley and what happened. I'm sure that you've read into it. The family letting a little bit more out of the bag, if you will, about her and what happened to her heart, cardiac arrest. It happened fairly quickly after the football player had the problems. He survived. She didn't. Do you have any insight into what was going on with her heart, Ken?
All I know is this past weekend I watched Police Squad, and I haven't laughed so hard in a long time.
She was in that. Yes,
if you right. want some silliness in your life, you just a good laugh, just one bit of silliness after the other, you know, just watch Miss Presley and a few others in Police Squad. If you like baseball, even if you don't, it's just a nice stress. Get the steam out of the ears. All we know is that she had, they're saying, maybe you know more, but I just heard that she had sudden death. And yeah. I haven't heard why her heart suddenly.
Well, her father and her grandmother died of the same thing.
I mean, I could speculate that, you know, that she wasn't living a heart healthy life.
No, she wasn't. She was, there were drugs off and on during her life, like her father. But her great grandmother didn't have drugs. And so that's a question. But anyway, it's a warning to those. We go back to the discussion about cannabis and other things. When you're abusing your body for whatever the reason, it's going to shorten your lifespan, especially if you've got problems in your life that you've inherited from other members of
your life. The most recent statement from the L.A. County coroner so far is that they're just asking that more time be given following the first autopsy before they're going to reveal the cause of death. So, mm-hmm. again, you know, this is a Carnac the Magician question you're asking me. And I'd like to see her tox screen, you know, and see what the drug screen was. And unfortunately, you know, that would certainly be the most concerning area. Whether there's a congenital, you said her grandmother also had the same problem. Then you would have to be wondering about something called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, where there's thickening of the heart muscle. This is one of the most common cause of getting sudden cardiac death. But usually this occurs in a younger person. This is the most common cause in the high school, on the athletic field, of sudden death. Congenital issues, a congenital coronary issue, where the coronary arteries are just not put down in their normal way, and they can get crimped by the bigger vessels of the body. But again, I would think that these would have occurred more earlier in her life. So let's wait and see. Instead of speculating, let's see what the LA County coroner comes up with, and then we can comment on the actual diagnosis without having to speculate.
All right. There are new guidelines people are wondering about. The aggressive treatment of childhood obesity. Certainly, this isn't the first time we've talked about that. Obviously, there are people that continue to study it. Parents and grandparents alike are worried about, well, I guess if they're conscious, if you look at some of these children, you wonder how the heck the parents allow them to get at 10, 12 years old as fat as they are. It's a real national problem. So what are the guidelines, Ken? Do you have insight into that?
Yes, I saw these guidelines, and they're a little concerning because for not adults, and adults are very different than children. One of the main points that all medical students learn early in their career is that children are not little adults. You have to think of them much differently. Whereas with adults were thinking more after diet and exercise about medicines and surgery, especially in adults right now, these amazing FDA-approved medications that allow you to lose 15 to 20% of your body weight and lower your risk of heart attacks. And these are amazing breakthroughs. But what is a little concerning is these new guidelines with children have added drugs and surgery. And I think, especially in children, before you start thinking about drugs and surgery, you really have to push the exercise and the diet. And, you know, how come our schools don't have any more like when we were growing up, physical education? And exactly, that's where the real emphasis in my mind should be.
Dr. Ken Kronos here. Good Day Health on the radio. Dr. Ken and Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.